The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson of Raccoon Valley Radio and Channing Rux of Oskaloosa Herald. Coltrane, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you very much, Senator. On this past Friday, released a statement criticizing David Weiss as special counsel on the Hunter Biden investigation, where you had said that he wasn't right for the job due to how he's handled the case so far. What I'd like to know from you, Senator, is with all the work that you've done on this case and what you believe to be the factual information since 2019, do you think that U.S. Attorney Weiss will now consider your information as he takes the kind of being the tab as the full lead on this investigation?
Well, he hasn't. Johnson and I sent him everything we had, and there's no evidence that he's done anything with it because we've asked, have you done anything with it? And he just doesn't answer. And then we have the IRS whistleblowers that you've seen on television. They've said nothing's, they never knew anything about the 1023, and there wasn't anything done by it with it, by Weiss. So that tells me they're not paying any attention to it, and that tells me why Weiss is not the one to be appointed special counsel. Outside of the fact that the regulations seem to require somebody outside of the Department of Justice to do that, maybe even outside of the federal government to do that. And that's very important because we've seen a cozy relationship and political bias with the Department of Justice. And I think that shows up in that plea agreement that Weiss was willing to agree to, and the judge turned it down. Thank God for the checks and balances of government and a judge that's doing her job as it should be done. That was turned down. Now we have a special counsel because the second step to get a plea agreement fell through. And so we have a special counsel, and it may be for the purpose also of preventing Weiss from testifying before the House committees in the next month, because they always he was scheduled to testify. Now they can use the excuse that they always use. Well, it's still under investigation, and we can't talk about what's under investigation. So, yes, Weiss should go. There should be somebody else put in as a special counsel, and Weiss should still be testifying before the House committees in the next month. Channing?
Yeah, so I'd like to ask about the very recent news that former President Donald Trump has been indicted in the 2020 election subversion case in Georgia. It's the fourth indictment of his. And yet, as far as we know, his campaign for president in 2024 continues in full swing. And I'd just like your thoughts, number one, on the indictment, and number two, on with four indictments against him, is he still qualified to be campaigning?
Well, campaigning is an individual choice. Even running for office is an individual choice, that even you, Channing, can run for president if you want to. So there's nothing that can keep anybody from running for president or campaigning for president. And, I don't know anything about the Georgia prosecution and court system and all that. It's difficult for me to even comment if you ask me about a federal case. So I think that it just come out real late last night. I haven't had a chance to analyze it. And if I did, I probably shouldn't be a political pundit on it anyway. So I think we just better let it play out. But I think it does show that this administration, even though Georgia prosecutors aren't a part of this administration, but they're Democrats, it shows that this administration and the Democrats are doing everything they can to be an impediment to the president running for president and keeping him off the campaign trail and making him look bad, and at the same time cover up all the problems that the Bidens have because of their poor policies, like at the border or inflation, and then the Hunter Biden problems soaring. So it really helps the administration two ways: to keep Trump from campaigning as much as he should, and it covers up some of the problems that the Bidens are having. Back to Coltrane.
Thank you, Senator. So as I'm listening to you answer that last question there, do you think that these indictments then, it sounds to me like they're more politically driven drama that maybe don't have any teeth legally to it. Do you think that, or do you think that maybe some of these indictments will actually go through legally?
Well, on the facts of the case and all that and how it plays out, that's just within the judicial system. There's no way I can comment on that. But I can repeat for you what I told Channing. I think that this whole thing, it seems like, especially this Georgia case. I mean, they could have had this case 2 years ago. Why did they wait just before the election to have it? And then, maybe the document case, I couldn't make that statement about it. But you wonder why all these four cases are cropping up just before an election. It's a very legitimate question. Back to Channing.
All right, I'll change the topic a little bit. In Iowa, we are currently enjoying the state fair. And of course, with the presidential election coming up, lots of candidates have been coming through to talk to number one, Governor Reynolds, and number two, the public at the fair. And I believe the last time we spoke, Senator, we spoke about how up until this point, the election had largely centered on the Trump indictments and not as much on policy as we would like. I'm just wondering, as the candidates are coming through Iowa, are there any particular policy issues that you're keyed into when it comes to the election, or any particular policy issues that you would encourage Iowa voters to key into as they vet the candidates?
Yeah, I think what I'm going to answer your question, I think they're pretty much already on. The state of the economy, that's inflation. The fact that that there's 130,000 people last month of June cross the border illegally into our country and the president's not enforcing the law. There's one thing I don't hear enough about, but I hope each of the candidates are smart enough to know they better be for ethanol, with Iowa being the number one producer of ethanol and 43,000 jobs at stake in Iowa. I would say that. But the most important thing is to see Iowa as a place where you can launch a campaign relatively inexpensive. Okay, back to Coltrane.
Thank you, Senator. Kind of dovetailing off of that a little bit, State Attorney General Brennan Byrd filed a lawsuit against the EPA for failing to fulfill Governor Reynolds' request to sell E15 year-round. What I'd like to know from you, sir, is do you agree and support that lawsuit, and do you think maybe other states should join in the lawsuit just like Nebraska did?
Yes, and I hope they do. But I think the law is fairly clear. I think that it's fairly clear that governors have the opportunity to override the EPA and have E15 throughout the summer, throughout the 12 months of the year. And I talked to Brenna about it. She thinks they have a strong case. And I don't know if they even have to file a case, but maybe they're on top of it more than I am. And they're doing it as a matter of insurance. And so, Channing, yours will be the last question.
Yeah, so just to wrap us up, September is right around the corner, and looks like the Farm Bill probably is not going to make the September deadline, but I'd love to just get an update on the Farm Bill from you today.
Yeah, and I think the chairwoman admitted that to me couple weeks ago when I talked to her about, are we going to get the Farm Bill done, meaning a five-year Farm Bill, because I asked her, are we going to have a one-year extension? And she said, no, we'll get it done. So the other maybe even better information on that would come from Senator Schumer. The Farm Bill is one of the 10 items that he released on July the 10th that he wants to get done between now and the end of the year. So I think having those two top Democrats say we'll get it done, I think it means we're going to get it done. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Coltrane and Channing, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.